Listen Up Audiobooks presents Wild Magic, Wilding Pack Wolves 6. Written by Alyssa Woods, narrated by Lydia Alexander and Zhong Li.
Chapter 1. Daniel Wilding was surrounded by darkness, and not just the literal kind. He gripped the steering wheel and curved right, slicing his headlights through the darkened forest. But it wasn't the midnight hour that made the darkness foreboding. It was the vile hatred of the wolf hunter, striking once again at the Wilding pack. This time his target was Zoe Wilding, Daniel's cousin who had miraculously survived the firebombing of her lab at the university just an hour ago. Daniel had been trying to convince her father, Billy Wilding, that the wolf hunter would go after them sooner or later, just like he had the other four branches of the Wilding pack, and their genetics lab simply didn't have adequate security. But the wolf hunter had made Daniel's point for him, with an incendiary device that nearly killed Zoe and successfully destroyed her lab. Daniel glanced in the rearview mirror. Zoe's car was still behind him, following him up the mountains outside Seattle to the River Pack estate. It was the safest place for her now, with a whole contingent of the most powerful wolves protecting Mama River and the others at the estate. He was glad Zoe didn't fight him on the relocation. The guy who had just saved her life, Troy Hartman, Seattle Fire Department and also a shifter, was in the car behind him, driving Zoe up the mountain to help get her settled. Troy seemed eager to join the cause of stopping the wolf hunter as well, and at this point, Daniel would take all the help he could get. The Army still had Daniel listed as active duty, but he'd taken an extended leave to help Riverwise, the security team headed by the River Pack brothers, protect his family and track down the wolf hunter. All the bomb threats and hate videos had done more than just expose his family's names and addresses and threaten their lives. The attacks had brought out the darkest Wilding family secret. The wolf that broke up the Wilding pack long ago in his grandfather's generation wasn't a wolf at all, but a witch. There had always been rumors, but when his brother Noah had revealed he was a white wolf, a hybrid witch wolf with amazing powers, that had pretty much nailed it down. Daniel had no love for witches before he knew one was responsible for breaking up his family. Wolves and witches were simply natural enemies, but knowing that he was descended from one, and Noah was already expressing some insane witchy powers, well, Daniel was still getting used to the idea. But that wouldn't stop him from using his brother's abilities, as well as the powers of the other white wolves who had been discovered, to stop the wolf hunter. He would do whatever it took. Daniel pulled his car into the gravel parking lot in front of the rambling two-story Riverwise estate, and waited for Zoe and Troy to park alongside. The house was spilling light into the darkened forest that surrounded it, highlighting some of the construction Mama River had undertaken to expand the place. The estate was already large, with horses out back as well as several private cabins. But she was taking a stand against the wolf hunter's threats and making room for more wolves, like Troy and Zoe, to find a safe haven here. Lights danced off to the side of the house, sending an eerie white-blue glow to the tips of the trees. It was crazy late, but Noah and the others must still be practicing trying to master their powers. The White Wolves were a kind of elite special forces team Daniel was pulling together, something that wasn't widely known in either the Wilding or River Packs, much less the public. As soon as Zoe and Troy got out of their car, Daniel waved them over, beckoning them toward the field. "Troy, I thought you might want to see what we've got going on here." He gave his cousin a small smile. "And Zoe, I don't think you've seen this in action before." They had to be exhausted, but he figured Zoe might sleep a little easier, knowing the kind of firepower they had up here at the estate. She and Troy followed him out to the practice field on the side of the main house. All three of the white wolves were out in the middle of the low-cut grass. His brother Noah was tossing blue orbs of magical energy back and forth with Caden, their cousin Tara's new mate, who was also formerly with the Seattle Police Department. The third white wolf, Owen Harding, was ex-army and had served with Noah before they were both captured and experimented on by the government they served. Those experiments had triggered the white wolf in both of them, and while Daniel had been subjected to some of the same serums, he'd only gotten a single dose. Noah had been in the cages for weeks, and Owen nearly a year. That, combined with the knowledge that a white wolf-witch hybrid lurked in Daniel's ancestry, made the whole thing feel like a ticking bomb. On the one hand, having another elite wolf to command brilliant balls of magical blue energy might help with a fight. On the other hand, Daniel had zero desire to be a witch, or in any way similar to the grandfather who broke up his family. Zoe's mouth had fallen open at the magical display, and Troy looked flat.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?